A couple of weeks ago, we told you about an odd story from Peru. A top police investigator there had announced the arrest of four suspects. The charges were gruesome. The men had allegedly murdered dozens of people and sold their body fat for use in the cosmetics industry. The police called the men pistacos in reference to a Peruvian myth about an Andean boogeyman. We had consulted Harvard University historian Gary Urton for that story. He was skeptical about the news item and told us that the myth dated back to the early days of the Spanish conquest.
It was said that Europeans who came into Peru and came elsewhere into the Andes, that one of the things they were looking for was they were looking for body fat to extract from Indians to be used for cosmetics and various purposes like that. In the present day, ideas about pistacos are very common in the Andean highlands. The pistaco will find an Indian in an isolated place, meet him on a trail, for instance, cut his head off, and extract the body fat.
Well, they don't call it a myth for nothing. The BBC's Dan Collins is in Lima and has been following the story. So, Dan, 2 weeks ago, a police press conference with gory visual aids, two bottles of what they said was human fat, and a photo of a decapitated head. What has happened since?
Well, that press conference was extraordinary, of course, and it played very much into that myth which the last speaker just referred to about the pistacos. What happened 2 weeks afterwards is that apparently there's a complete lack of evidence, and it shows that this particular police account was more fiction than fact. And now Peru's chief of police, Miguel Hidalgo, held a press conference in which he announced that Eusebio Felix Murga, who's the top police investigator who held that press conference about 2 weeks ago, had been put on indefinite leave from his job for sullying the reputation of his unit and misleading the country by saying that he'd caught a gang of serial killers who were allegedly murdering people in order to sell their fat.
I mean, do they have anybody under arrest for these murders then?
Well, apparently four people were arrested and they allegedly confessed to murdering what the police said at the time was between 30 and 60 people in order to sell their fat for thousands of dollars a litre to the cosmetics industry. Now, this all unraveled this story when, although there were many initial doubts, when the police in the region actually said they knew nothing about these crimes. And they were very surprised at these allegations which were being revealed in a press conference in Lima. They said that they've only have evidence related to one of the alleged people who's disappeared. And this is a region where there's a lot of drug trafficking and there's a lot of violence. It does appear that that particular murder may have been linked to drug trafficking.
And who are the victims, and why would the police investigator make up this story about ritual fat killings?
Well, that's the question that everyone's been asking. It seems that he got very carried away with the theory that which he may have been told by these suspects which were arrested, that they were involved in this macabre business of killing people for their fat. It may have been that he completely invented this story. There have always been doubts about this story, and there are many Peruvians who have said that this is just one of those smokescreens which is intended to distract the general public from other stories, other allegations related to the police, or indeed other issues facing Peru. And one hypothesis is that the timing of this particular press conference about the pistacos was timed to cover up a revelation about extrajudicial killings, which is a result of a journalistic investigation in Trujillo in the north of the country.
The BBC's Dan Collins speaking with us from Lima. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.